Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aser Sheni, Daf Yud Beis, in the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, the beginning of Halacha Aleph, right after the Mishnah. We start in the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph on Beis. Says the Gemara, Ma'aser Sheni Nitan Lachilo. We quote the Mishnah that you could buy with Ma'aser Sheni food, drink, and things to anoint one's body. Says the Gemara, Nitan Lachilo Shekasu Bo Achilo. It says clearly in the Pasuk, food. Because the Pasuk says you could buy with it boker, tsoin, yain, sheikhor, b'chol ha-shadishach, ha-nav, shechor, v'ochal to-sham. He's speaking about achilo. Continues the Gemara that you base him with the afantap. L'shtiyo, what about drinking? Sha-shtiyo b'chlal achilo. Drinking is also included in the Torah. When the Torah says food, it includes drink. Says the Gemara, minayin sha-shtiyo b'chlal achilo. How do we know that drink is included with food? So the more now this daf is going to bring different riyas, different proofs that drinking is part of eating. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina learns it from the following. It says in the pasuk, Al kein amarti bnei Yisrael kol nefesh bikem lo yisoichal dam. The pasuk says that the Torah tells Am Yisrael you should not eat blood. Says the Gemara, Maron kaimi, what are we talking about? Im bedam shekarsh, are we talking about blood that congealed? Vatami, we learn dam shekarsh eino lo oicha velo mashke. The Brisa tells us the blood that congealed is not food and not drink. The more understands at this stage, if it's not food and not drink, that means it's not usur. There's no usur to eat blood that congealed. That's what the more understands right now. So what does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says don't eat blood? We talk about when it's still liquid. The Torah doesn't call it drink. The Torah calls it food. So you see, the Torah calls a drink a food. Says the Gemara of Atani, one second, but we learned, Himcho es achelef, someone mashed the fat, ugmo, and he drank it, Hikpo es adam, or he took the blood and he congealed it, ve'acholo, and he ate it, arez echayof. So why are you telling me that if you eat, if you take blood, which is congealed, and you eat it, you're not chayof? We said clearly you are chayof. So if so, ma'avod la'abyoino, ino lo'oichev, lo'oichev, mashke. So how will you explain the brisa that we mentioned, the blood that congealed is not food and not drink? You have to explain it. It's not food that gets the tumor of food. It's not a drink that gets the tumor of a drink. But it's still also b'achilo, even if it's congealed. So there's no rye over here. The Torah says, don't eat blood. Maybe it means congealed blood. Who said it means liquid, and the Torah is calling liquid achilo? So Gemara tries now another attempt to bring a raya. Chozer Rabbi Yoina v'shomim yomin hocho. Rina came back and brought a raya from the following. When osato akese b'chol asher tav v'nafshcha. Tzad Ma'is Hasheni, you take the money and you buy anything you want. And in the pasuk is mentioned, yayin v'sheicher, it says wine and vinegar. Minan kamina, what are we talking about? Im b'noisin tam yayin v'tavshil. Maybe we're talking about, he doesn't drink the wine on its own. Pure wine. But he puts wine into food. The wine will ruin the food. Usually putting a wine to a dish ruins the dish. So that cannot be the usage of Ma'aser Sheni. Salam, I would talk about pure wine. And it says eating in that pasuk, as we mentioned before. So you see the Torah is calling drinking eating. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Kisrin Imrin, Rabbanan Kisrin answered, Tipatu can explain, Be'ilin or Zinyayo Vegam Zuzenyayo. Two different types of dishes, that then when the wine is in the dish, it makes the taste better. It's tam l'shvach. So maybe that's what we're talking about. He's going to use the wine to put it into proper dishes. And then we'll say, kol ha-tafel l'achilo k'achilo. Whatever is within food is called food. So the reason the Torah is calling the wine food, because he's putting it into a dish. And therefore it's called food. But it would be pure wine, maybe it's not called food. So we still don't have a raya that drinking is called achila. So the Gemara now tries to bring another proof. Rabbi Yosi Shomu Laminocha. Rabbi Yosi learned it from here. Shua Shaloi Ochal. The president said a shua that I'm not going to eat. Ve'ochal v'shosa. And he ate and he drank. Chayav Shtayim. He's chayav on the achila, he's chayav on the shtiyah. Continues the Gemara if it's based on the base. Chavirayo Amrim. Friends say, Enu chayav alachas. He's chayav only one for eating and drinking. According to Reb Chaim's gear, so we don't mention the two shittos, we just mention one shitto. That if someone said shua shelo yoichal, and he ate and he drank, he's chayav only one malchus, it's considered to be one thing. You see that shtiyah is part of achila. Says the Gemara, Amulon Abesi, I'm in the bas. Look at the next mishnah. Shua shelo yoichal ve'eshte. The person said, a shua I'm not going to eat, and a shua I'm not going to drink. V'ochel v'shosan, he ate and drink, chayav shtayim. So you see, the drinking is not part of achilah. It's two different categories. Says, well, that's not a problem. Because ilu mishayu lefanu shnei kikorim. Someone had two breads. V'omashvur shlo yochel kikar zu. V'chozov v'omashvur shlo yochel kikar zu. Someone has in front of him two breads. He says, shvur, I'm not going to eat this bread. And shvur, I'm not going to eat this bread. Shema inu chayav shtayim. It's not going to be chayav two. Of course it'll be chayav two. Because he specified one bread and another bread. It's also here. When someone said achilo, and he said shtiyo, so he's specifying the drink alone. But it could be, if you want to say shtiyo, only achilo includes shtiyo as well. So this is not a problem, not a proof to either way. The more brings another proof. From Chanani, Mishael, Pinchos, Shom, Olam, Inochi, learn from the following. Shvur, Shaloi, Oichal, V'ochal, Oichlim, She'enam, Ru'im, La'achilo. He said, Shvur, I'm not going to eat. And he ate food which is not proper to eat. It's not edible. Or he drank drinks that are not roy to drink. Potter. But if he drank normal drinks, chayov. Why is he chayov? He just said shvur shlo yoichal. Loi b'shvur shlo yoichal. Says, well, you're right. According to our girsa, it's correct. Marin, we said, our girsa was shvur shlo yoichal. That was the lashon of our mishnah. Brahm, but according to Rabbi Chaim, the girsa is kerebi. According to Rebbe's girsa, the inun omar. The Rebbe's girsa was shua shlo yoichal v'shlo yeshte. His girsa was shua not going to eat and not going to drink. So there's no raya because could be here. He said shua for both. That's why he's chayav in both. When he said one, there's no raya. Says more of chanina shavu lamin ador. He brought another raya. Ochal v'shosa be lemechod enu chayav lachas. So in Yom Kippur, ate and drank and one helem, without realizing in the middle, it's chayav only one malchus. So you see from here, the drinking is part of eating. It's considered to be one ma'aseh. Rab Abba Mari, Shaul and Yochav, Rab Mari brought another raya. Lo echalti be'oini mimeno. And when a person dog brings ma'aseh to Yerushalayim, he does a vidu ma'aseh. He says, Hashem, I did everything correct. I did not eat from the ma'aseh sheni when I was oinin. I mean, when you're not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni. So more elishas. See, you want to tell me I did drink? So why don't I say I didn't eat, I didn't drink? Elamah, when I say I didn't eat, includes in it I didn't drink, because shtiyah is part of achila. Says the Gemara in Nicho, so now it's clear. Keman doma, that if someone said, shvur shlo yochal, that he said, shvur, I'm not going to eat, v'shasa, and he drank, he's over on the shvur. Bram, but, keman doma, if someone said, shvur shlo yeshte, if shvur was, I'm not going to drink, v'ochal, and then he ate, then we don't say that it's included in his shvur. Why? Shtiyah b'chlal achila. We understand, we proved already for a few hoichachos, that drinking is part of eating. V'ein achila b'chlal shtiyah. But eating is not part of drinking. When I'm saying drinking, it doesn't include in it eating. If I say eating, eating includes also drinking. But saying drinking means only drinking, does not include in it eating. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Yud Beis.